welcome, as always, even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner. This is One Guy Reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found Noob's Book Club. In this series, I am reading and reacting to Dragons of Deceit, the latest Margaret Weis and Tracy Hickman book in the Dragonlance series. Oh, I'm Sean, Noob of All Trades from Two Guys Gaming. That's where the noob in Noob's Book Club comes from. In this episode, I'm going to cover Chapter 23. Chapter 23. The chapter opens in the Inn of the Last Home with Tika Wayland-Majeer bringing a large plate of the world-famous spiced potatoes to the bar. Okay, some background. Tika married Caramon. Caramon and Raistlin starred in the original trilogy as the warrior and wizard twin brothers. Then they got their own books, where Raistlin loses his mind and challenges to become a god. That's the short version. Read the books if you want to fill in between the lines. Dragonlance Chronicles, Dragonlance Legends, those are the two series that I was just talking about. She tells her husband that the potatoes remind her of her late adopted father. He replies, in his charming but clumsy fashion, that it reminds him of breakfast. They engage in familiar married conversation before she goes to check the kitchen, and he opens the inn. She runs into the kender of the hour, Tasselhoff Burfoot. She takes back some silverware and other things that Taz quote-unquote borrowed while quote-unquote helping in the kitchen. We already talked about how Kender don't believe in possessions, and they think that they're helping other people by showing them that those possessions don't mean anything. Tika says something about the spoons being heirlooms, and Taz says, don't be silly, they're just spoons. So it's along those same lines that we talked about before. Destina comes into the inn while Tika is serving an elven ambassador and his party. Caramon notices her to Tika's chagrin. Keep that in mind as we continue through the chapter. I just made a connection and want to see if you do too. Destina ends up, coincidentally, I doubt it, sitting next to Taz. They make quick conversation. Tika tries to rescue quote-unquote Destina, but the woman insists that Taz isn't bothering her. Shocked, Tika still hangs out, tells her that a room is available, and cuts Tasselhoff off before he can tell her about the time-traveling device. He's supposed to keep quiet. Dalimar told him to keep quiet about the device. So even though he still has it, he's obviously not supposed to go around telling people that he has it, because it could lead to disastrous consequences, as we've discussed. Tika then goes to discuss her suspicions of Destina with Caramon. He considers this, but takes the contrarian position. She brings up the near leak of the time-traveling device, which reminds him of his brother. Tika sent Taz out after he was going to tell Destina about the device just to completely remove him from the conversation, so he comes back with two other kender into the inn. She forces the three of them out of the inn after taking their money and promising that she will bring them something to drink. When Destina realizes that Tasselhoff has been forced to leave, she also leaves abruptly, and that only deepens Tika's suspicion of her. Got it yet? No? Okay. They seem to be setting it up as Tika's right, of course, that she is correct to be suspicious of Destina, as we've talked about, because Destina's just out for the time-traveling device. But the other characters might interpret her jealousy, quote-unquote, as clouding her judgment, and it might cloud how the others judge her suspicion. Morning turns to afternoon, and Destina returns. Tika notices, wonders again why Destina is so enamored with Taz, and makes an excuse to go talk to the woman again. Destina offers to help with the filling of the water bucket as Tika and she talks. Mainly Tika talks to try to get to the bottom of her feelings of suspicion. When the subject of Taz comes up again, Destina clumsily brings up the topic of the time-traveling device. Tika steers her deftly away from that topic again and takes the opportunity to warn Destina against bringing any harm to Taz. Caramon calls and ultimately brings Tika back into the inn. Destina takes the hint and leaves. Tika again expresses her displeasure and distress. She invokes Flint's name in her displeasure. More about that in my reaction. And now for that reaction. Worlds collide! Well, it's technically the same world. Times collide! Nope. It is also the same time frame in that world. But two very different stories told nearly 40 years apart. Collide! Yeah, that's it. Tika, Taz, and Caramon came back into my life like old friends. Though, if I'm being honest, middle-aged me finds Tasselhoff irritating. Maybe I just need more time with him. After all, it worked for Destina. She took some time for me to come around and like her as a character. This development disappoints me, though. This whole time, since I finally looked at the cover, I've been talking Taz and Flint. Taz and Flint are 2 and 3PO of Dragonlance. If they're not there for an adventure, did it ever actually happen? Now I find Taz annoying and don't really want to spend that much time with him. I also have some bad news that I learned about Flint. I told you I was going to talk about it, and I will, in a minute. First, TK and Caramon remind me very much of me and my wife now. They clearly are very much in love with one another. The silly jabs at each other, not at all mean-spirited like some married couples in fiction, only serve to humanize them more. The rest of the chapter, as you might surmise, reads as introduction. Weiss and Hickman pump the brakes a little bit, while they waste no time getting Taz and Destiny together. Twice she gets thwarted from any discussion of the time-traveling device. What are Weiss and Hickman and the Grey Gem up to at this point? Because the last few chapters, everything moved very quickly to get Destina to the Grey Gem, get Destina safe away from the Grey Gem, get Destina out of the mountain, get Destina to Solas, get Destina to Taz, and now we're back in this bit of a holding pattern. I'm not entirely sure what the next couple of chapters are going to bring us, but I promise I said I would be positive, and I will continue to be positive and figure that there's something going on here behind the scenes that maybe I don't understand. That always seems to be the idea when I get to these points that I could potentially be a little irritated with the book. There's usually something there that I'm not seeing. I put it off long enough, but this brings me to Flint. Tika said, like Flint said, quote unquote. So I went searching. I forgot. Flint's dead. So out of our dynamic duo, we have a corpse and an insufferable Kender. Boy, I hope that the Taz thing is just me getting used to the character again, because otherwise, we are in for another couple of long chapters of me complaining. Tell you what, I just did, and I promise again, I promise to have a better attitude this time around. I will not complain. As always, thanks for listening. You can find us, if you haven't already, at www.twoguysgaming.net. There's articles, a link to our YouTube, where I've been doing a daily video series, and I hope to expand upon that this month with some Mario content, because we're in Mario in March. Even though the first week of Mario in March went less than stellar, we'll say last week was busy and I didn't get a ton of time to work on the page or the YouTube or anything, but hopefully I will get things back on track this week. I will talk to you again on Tuesday with chapters 24 and 25, and then Thursday with chapter 26. I think at this rate, we will be done with the book by the end of the month, and I can move on to Ready Player One, which I said is going to be my next reading. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Talk to you then. Bye.
We are Two Guys Gaming.